So here I am at Newstead Abbey Wellbeing Show. Wonderful Rachel Bavin, and we worked together some time ago at Mansfield Show. And Rachel gave me a thorough work through, and I had a fascinating hour with Rachel. We were just started off for 15 minutes conversation, and in the end, there were an hour later, she had done a scan, and the scan was absolutely captivating because of the information that it yielded, and it was so accurate. Frankly, Rachel, I was surprised. So, subsequently, we did some work, and from that work, we found two areas. We found a possible problem with my feet, which was no way on this earth could Rachel have seen this problem with my feet. So she worked on my ankles and worked on my feet specifically, allowing the equipment to just find their own home and do their work in the right and relative place. And there was other things, but it was the feet which was the biggest issue for me, because I'm on them every day, and they were very uncomfortable. Now, what I have to say is that I can categorically say at this marker that the comfort of my feet has improved, Rachel. Now, particularly the ankles, because I was getting a lot of problems with my ankles. And what I first noticed was that when I got up in the morning, when I went downstairs to put the kettle on, I'd always think, oh God, I've got the stairs to negotiate because they're quite steep. And my ankles always gave me a little bit of issues. Now, I can categorically say that since you've sent out and worked with my ankles, which is the area I really wanted to work on, I get up every morning, just walk down the stairs. And I didn't realise until about a couple of weeks after we spoke at Mansfield that I'd had this major difference. Now, we must be clear that there is one other thing. I have lost a bit of weight since that time, but I would not say in any way that the difference in my ankles and the heels of my feet, which you clearly defined, I mean, there was no argument, it was up on the screen, and it was all those, I think it was red or whatever it was, so it was there. So for me, there is evidence of the potency of bioresonance. I'd say wholeheartedly it works, because I've had that problem for a long, long time, and I can categorically say that I don't have it now. So from that marker, I became more intrigued, and I contacted Rachel, and I said, look, Rachel, where do we go from here? I want to try something else. And Rachel said, what's your feelings on distance healing? And I said, I've no idea. And she said, well, distance healing specifically works better if we've got a time and we've got a day that we work on it, because, you know, throwing distance healing to the ether to find the person can be a little bit difficult for people to accept. And she knows that I'm quite a logical thinker, so she knew that was the case. And I said, well, hang on, I'm in Cromer in August, in the second week of August, and 13th of August is my birthday. Rachel knows that I meditate twice a day, so I said, how about the times that I meditate twice a day? And we'll see how we go. Now, for the fairness of the person listening to this introduction, what I'm going to say is this. I said to Rachel, I don't want you to tell me what specific vibes you're going to sell me or what area it's in. And I'll make a very careful record of what's happened during the day and for the time afterwards, because I keep very concise journals, and I've got a little marker that says bio treatment, and see where we go. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to put Rachel right on the spot. A few moments. Tell me, Rachel, what did you work with me? I don't know what you sent, and I'm going to tell you what after you've told me what happened to me.
Right, initially we agreed your 7 o'clock morning meditation. Mm-hmm. I was going to send some healing. So what I did was I chose an hour-long energetic intervention program which allows deep healing, for deep healing for deep issues. So I ran that, and then I did some clearance work, so clearing subtle interferences. So that would have happened just after 8 o'clock. And then I did a couple of other clearances, and then I set it up for the evening scan to coincide with your night meditation. To precede the actual hour of your half an hour of your meditation, I worked with chakra clearance, and then I worked with limiting beliefs and psychological imbalances. Then I worked with a really brilliant program called the Neurotech, and it's very good at working with emotional stuff. So if we clear our emotional baggage, we get better healing of a physical body. So it was dissolving blockages to your awakening. So hopefully the intent was, while you was meditating, you would get a higher level of connection with your meditation.
So there we have the healing that was sent out for the day of 13th of August 2019. Now, I had to be very aware of the fact that I knew that there was going to be some healing, but because we'd been very specific about the idea of not knowing what you were going to send, I then had to, when I did my journal, my morning journal, I had to do like four facets, which was, how do I feel physically, how do I feel, how do I feel intellectually, how do I feel emotionally, and how do I feel spiritually, because that's the four facets of my life, basically. So the first thing that I would say was that it was a lovely morning, because we'd got the girls with us and we were in a beautiful place. We were staying in a lovely home. Beach was only 4 or 5 minutes walk away. It was a glorious day. It was absolutely fantastic. And we were going to go onto the beach, and there's a quiet area, large area that we go to. And the kids absolutely love it. They're running up and down all day long. So it was a perfect place. So we had our breakfast and we walked down to the beach, set up at the beach. And as you know, that bag down there is always with me. It doesn't matter where I am in the world, that bag's with me. And I got my notebook out and I started to make some notes. How do I feel? And I was in a very, very comfortable place on my physical level. I felt quite comfortable. And then I thought, how are you thinking today? And the first thing I could say is my logical awareness was very sharp. And it's something that I don't encourage unless I'm working, because I'm not too much interested in logic unless it's where I'm working financially or I'm working in my business. That is not an over-important thing. But this particular day, I found that I was really sharp and razor-sharp thinking on an intellectual level. I was thinking very clearly about issues that I needed to deal with. Now, I don't normally do that when I'm on holiday, so I switched off. So that's the first thing. Now, emotionally, I can say, without any doubt, I felt at peace. And I mean at peace, almost as if there was something surrounded me which was saying peace and calm and harmony and happiness. Now, that wasn't something that was an illusion. I could actually feel it. When we connect to our bodies, we can feel it. I found myself really drawn to high degrees of spiritual thought. It was almost as if I was sitting on that beach, but as I sat on the beach, I was surrounded by master healers. The most bizarre, and I have to say that, and strange meditation. And I do believe that I don't know how bioresonance functions, and it's obviously quite a complicated process. Is it possible that you can elicit the symbolism of healing that's within your soul is activated by the bioresonance distance healing? Is that feasible, Rachel?
I believe we have all the tools inside of us, but we are blocked by our life experiences that we're holding on to. So it's like never washing your clothing. So all the dirt on your clothing is the emotional blockages. I'm not healing you. The machine's not healing you. What it's doing is giving you a connection to your own inner healing. We have the capacity to heal ourselves. But we go around with multiple limiting beliefs, multiple psychological traumas, and they get in the way of healing. So what I work with people is to release these traumas, and they sometimes release bit by bit by bit. But ultimately, the goal is to help people raise their vibrational consciousness.
So the symbolism that I was seeing, it's not entirely possible, it's probable that that what had happened was this distance healing had activated my deep inner awareness of healing, and the symbolism that I was seeing was telling me something's happening here. Because make no mistake about it, Rachel, there was a very powerful effect, particularly in this afternoon, because I sat on that beach, and every time I closed my eyes, I was surrounded by these images of healers. What I can say is this: I would categorically recommend anybody who's interested in a very viable method of alternative healing to really look at bioresonance. That anybody who's listening to this should really consider it as a fantastic alternative therapy, because it's so safe. There's no effects, or you don't feel ill, or you don't feel sick or dizzy or any of those things. I mean, in fairness, I think if anybody had a session of bioresonance and they felt odd, it would be self-manifestation. It's the same thing that I've seen over all the years with people who have Reiki treatments, and those they walk away and say, "Oh, I feel so." Well, they don't. It's just in their imagination. They want to, you don't have to feel anything for healing to work. In the same way as I have a friend who's a physician, Rachel, and she said something to me I've never considered, and it's one of the most powerful things: you don't feel yourself becoming ill, so why should you feel yourself getting better? What's your feeling on that?
Wow, that's a very intuitive comment. Yeah, we tend to adapt to our environment without noticing, and so therefore it's very difficult to get people to notice the changes that the bioresonance might have helped. I worked remotely with a young man in America, and I worked specifically with grounding him because that was one of his issues. And the report came back that he felt more grounded. I mean, that's in America. So, yeah, it's quite a significant, powerful thing. And I cannot explain it except we are all one. And that is what all of the leading spiritual teachers are telling us now. We are all one.
You see, I think one of the biggest hurdles of anybody who's looking at alternative therapy, I think one of the biggest hurdles is they're looking for explanation. And I don't think explanation's necessary. I think you confuse the issue by saying, "Go on, explain it to me." Well, if I buy a new Porsche, I might say to the guy in the showroom, "Oh, explain to me how that two gearbox system works. I want to know how it works because I'm interested." But in truth, he's only going to tell me, "Well, the first three gears change in the back differential and all the rest of the gears work in the front and that gives you a difference." But if I then turn around and said to him, I want to know how that works, I want to know how they change, I want to know all about the cogs and wheels and bearings and whatnot," he'd look at me gone out, wouldn't he? Because the person who buys the Porsche actually is truly not interested how all the bits and pieces work. They just want to climb into it, fill it full of fuel and drive it. And I think that's good alternative therapy, actually, is just that, isn't it? Go for it, try it, and enjoy it.
Yeah, I think we limit ourselves with wanting to understand, and we don't understand how electricity works, but we trust in it, we believe it's there, but we can't see it.
Rachel, I was asked a question, actually, and I put you right on the spot here, and it's fine, but I had an email from one of the last pieces of work we did, one of the last articles, and they're asking about prices. Do you do a taster session at shows?
I offer the taster session at the shows. You get half an hour for £30 at the shows, and then you get a voucher from me which will give you that £30 off your initial consultation with me. So you sort of get the first session free, effectively, if you come back.
Yeah, you see, I think that's really reasonable. Rachel, when you're working with distance healing. Do you feel that it is better to have a focal time and a focal day?
Judging from your response, I definitely do. I can send healing to children, and it works fantastically because children don't block. They just don't block it.
So, Rachel, the question I'm sure listeners would like to know, what's your feeling on the ethic of sending remote healing? Because over the years, I've known people have been quite random with it, and people on the receiving end have been quite resentful. What's your take on it?
Right, everyone who I use the machine for set healing for have agreed to give me their information. I have their date of birth, I have their name, I have their address, and I put that into the database. And I sometimes have a few other bits and pieces about them, sometimes a photograph. So I've already gained consent from somebody to send healing. And when they say they don't want any more healing, I can remove their record. So
you're at the highest of ethical values. There's no, it's all mutual, to mutual agreement. There's nothing that's just at random.
No, it's never random, no. They always know I'm working with them. They might not know the exact time. I might say I'll do it one day, one evening, one night. But, yeah, they know that I've got the permission to work with them. Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much indeed, Rachel. Looking forward to having our next conversation in the very near future.
Thank you, Ian.